You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Awkward After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Awkward After Show.
Oh, hey, everyone. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV podcast for Awkward.
Woo!
Yes, it's season three. We're going to cover the first three episodes that have already aired so far. We've got changes.
Be prepared for content overload.
Yes. Responsibly, irresponsible, and a little less conversation. I am your host, Tiana Hobson, and joining me tonight, I have the lovely and stellar Mr.
Jason Eichler.
Yes.
We're lovely and stellar.
Yeah. Stellar is a good word. We should bring it back.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a lot to cover, so let's just dive right into changes. That was me singing.
That was all right.
Whatever, Jason. I love you, too. You're supposed to support me here.
Oh, that was so pretty.
Thank you. Okay, so the episode starts. I want to talk about all the new relationships that we have. We were coming off a summer break. Tamara and Jake have just got back from their European love tour.
Jacques.
Yes, I'm sorry. Titi and Jacques, because they're so Parisian now. No. They're so cute, but kind of sickening.
Well, it kind of does remind you of back to school, though, when everybody, like, back before there was Facebook, you would come back to school and be like, wait, you're dating, you're broken up, and it was just like that in the episode, except for everybody got a little bit of a makeover.
Yeah, they did.
They all looked happier, sunnier, prettier.
Yeah, I really like T's new red hair. That was kind of fierce.
But that did cause some drama because she didn't even consult Jenna before she changed her hair.
Which, okay, let's talk about this. Relationships. Jenna and Maddie finally together got their stuff going, right? They had an awesome summer where they were just together and
full of lots of teen sex.
Yes, it's MTV, so clearly 16 and pregnant is a running theme here.
they're promoting it within this show, so you'll watch the other show.
Yes, exactly. Like, you know what? Jenna's going to be pregnant now, so go watch Teen Mom. No, not really. But I liked how they covered this, because I think we've all had friends who have gotten into a new relationship, and they kind of get in their honeymoon phase and kind of fall off the deep end where you don't see them.
Well, and I think that's especially typical with new relationships, especially when you're in high school, where you meet this person and you're so clingy and so attached, and you kind of forget about everybody else around you. And I think that's kind of what makes awkward and accurate is because that's what actually happens.
Yes. And so we've got Jenna over here feeling kind of bad for herself because she feels like she ignored her friends, but really they all ignored each other. So Jenna's having a pity party, which she does a lot of.
Which I was kind of annoyed with Jenna when she did that, because I feel like last season she was really selfish with the whole, who am I going to choose, Maddie or Jake? And she kind of put all of her friends' problems on the back burner anyways. So I kind of feel like she had it coming.
She did.
And it also, since we're talking about MTV, she didn't go to Paris, kind of like Lauren Conrad. And when you don't go to Paris, things happen.
Wow. Bringing up old school MTV
now. Throwback.
Throwback galore. I also didn't like how Jenna, you're finally happy. You have Maddie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Team Maddie all the way.
Oh, I've 100%. Been Team Maddie since episode one.
Episode one, I've always been Team Maddie. I know he did her wrong. She did him wrong, too, so equal playing fields. And so you should be happy that you're finally with this awesome, really, really, really hot guy. And all you can do is complain about, oh, well, my friends have forgotten about me. And when Maddie drops her off home after school, she's like, oh, I'm just afraid that everyone's going to forget about me and I'm going to be alone. Have a hot boyfriend.
Yeah, was it the end of season two where she was saying, like, if bad things are not happening around her, she doesn't know how to function?
I think it was.
And so I think she has all these things that are right in her life at this point, but she's, like, looking for bad things to happen just so she can function.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, if you have Maddie, there's not a problem in the world. You should be the happiest girl alive.
I mean, if you're ever sad, just go look at him.
Yeah.
Make him take his shirt off. Exactly. Great minds right here.
Right there.
Shirt off. Equal happy times. Okay, so this was kind of weird. The first day of school when Ming comes up and is like, hey guys, good to see everyone. Hey, I need a tampon because I just got my period for the first time. She's a junior in high school.
Okay, and I don't obviously have any of those parts. So I don't necessarily study what happens down there, but isn't that a little late?
I thought so.
Like, I thought that was what happened in middle school.
I mean, talk about a late bloomer. I've heard of late bloomers, but by your junior year in high school, I think, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I wasn't sure if that was something.
I really have no educated. Yeah.
Some girls get it that late, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you, Marissa.
Yeah.
If you get it that late, tweet at us. I'm just kidding. I don't want to know.
I do not think we need to know anything about that. But speaking of periods, what goes with that is all these pregnancy rumors that are going around the school.
Yeah.
Most of them about how Sadie might be pregnant with Ricky's baby.
And I kind of really wanted Sadie to be pregnant because it would have been so funny.
That would have been hilarious. Could you imagine her pregnant? All
oh my god,
immortal?
Well, did you see my face when we were watching the episode? I was literally like, what? Sadie? Push that girl down the stairs. No, but I'm just kidding.
We talked about this.
We can talk about
pregnancy
options because they talked about them on the show. But I think, I don't know, I don't think Sadie would have gone through with a pregnancy.
I would rather see Sadie as a teen mom than Jenna.
Yeah. Because Jenna would just be totally depressed like she is about everything.
Yeah. And I feel like Sadie would be kind of more along the lines of Lacey, Jenna's mom.
Yeah.
She'd be more along the fun but like total bitch mom. But, you know, be like, baby, stop crying. That's gross.
And the writing is really good because they literally threw me for a loop when you find out that it's actually Jenna who might be pregnant and not Sadie.
Yeah, and the creative writing class that she did not sign up for.
Which, have you ever taken a creative writing class?
No, I'm not that creative.
Oh, I took one in high school and it was very similar to that. Just like all these weird abstract ideas and there's always like the crazy kids writing the depressed thoughts. And then, who's the new boy? Let's talk about him in the creative writing class.
Hello, Colin.
And that's Nolan Funk.
Yeah. He
is from Bye Bye Birdie on Broadway.
Did you go see that?
I was in it in high school. I keep talking about high school. I'm really nostalgic tonight, I guess. And then he was also in the Nickelodeon musical Spectacular.
I'm not aware of that, but he looked like a musical person because
he looked like somebody they pulled from Glee.
I thought the exact same thing. At first I was like, oh my gosh, he was on Glee. No, wait, no, he wasn't on Glee, but he looks like he could have been from Blaine's school.
Yeah, I agree. Or he kind of looks like the guy that plays Marius on Les Mis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can give you that too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but yeah, so we think he's going to be a love interest later on in the season is kind of what's been brought up, right?
Yeah, so far what we're hearing is he's going to kind of cause a new love triangle maybe between Maddie, Jenna, and Colin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
that girl just needs to like pick a man and stick with it.
Yeah.
Lock it down, Jenna.
And we can also talk about Mr. Hart, who was completely crazy played by Anthony Michael Hall, who I am so happy to see back on TV. Jason, you're giving me that awkward expression.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Anthony Michael Hall, like, everyone
Enlighten
knows him.
Me.
He was a teen heartthrob. Gosh, what was the name of that show? Marissa, help me out, because I know you know. You're giving me that look, like...
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Oh, crap. I'm on IMDb right now, but he's been in so much stuff.
His character was really funny, though, when he was, like, spraying the kids in the class with spray bottles like they were dogs.
Sorry.
Get out. Okay,
no,
who?
Anthony Michael Hall, the geek from 16 Candles.
Oh, okay.
Come on, like, he was...
Okay, I've seen
The
that.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
He was in...
Weird Science.
Yeah, Weird Science.
There you go.
National Lampoon Vacation. He
Pretty
played Rusty.
Pink.
Okay. Pretty in Pink. Yeah, he's in all this stuff. So, I mean, he looks a lot different now. He's a little older. He's a little older. He's matured, as age will do.
But he's still really funny.
He was hilarious. I mean, he had that great line, or his permission slip said, you know, I give this teacher permission to psychologically torture your child.
Oh, I love that.
So I can't wait to see him brought back in to see what else, what other kind of torture he might
have. Well, he's
going to
be reoccurring through the season, right?
Yes, okay. I would assume that he is.
He should be.
Yeah, and then at the end of this episode, we find out via text messages through the whole school, which I'm still trying to figure out. Like on Gossip Girl, they did this a lot too, you know, the blast to like the whole school.
Yeah.
Who has everyone's number to do that in the whole school to relay the message that...
See, I was thinking it was like an emergency alert thing, but that's probably against a bunch of laws to just announce out that a kid died.
Yeah, that Ricky Schwartz is dead. How sad.
Yeah.
He was a playa, but...
Well, I hated him, though, the whole time. I mean, I'm kind of like Sadie. Happy he's dead. Because I just
are you happy because he toyed with your heart and,
he toyed with my heart
and broke it?
And all 300 other girls at the school. And Clark. Poor Clark.
Poor Clark. Yes. So Ricky is dead. And that's how the episode ends, with just the news. And I loved
how... This is why I love Awkward, because...
It ends at awkward moments.
They announce somebody's dead, and then you laugh. Like... Anything that you shouldn't necessarily laugh at, like teen pregnancy, drugs. What did the guy say about what episode was it where, oh, that was later on in a different episode, which we'll get to, but when she's like, if your uncle was touching you, you're not gonna die. Like, there's so many inappropriate things you shouldn't laugh at,
which
that
is
are
right
just
up
so
Jason's
good
alley.
I know, my kind of humor.
Inappropriate jokes all the time.
Sure do.
But I loved how it ended with Tamara and
Jenna.
Jake
been
talking, and like they're in and out of their foreign language. They went from like Spanish to I think a little French. It was like Ebonics for foreign languages. The whole episode she's going in and out of these things, and then here comes the guidance counselor, and she says, "Ricky es muerto." And they give her, like, this blank stare, like, what? She's like, he's dead. It's like, how do you know everything, but you don't know that one out of everything?
So funny.
Yeah.
Paris changes things.
Paris is for lovers. So, before we get into Responsibly Irresponsible, I think Jason has a little message for everyone.
I sure do. Hello, everybody. If you're watching, if you could please go onto iTunes right now and search AfterBuzz TV and find the Awkward After Show, subscribe to it, and rate us 5 stars. Leave lots of comments. Leave comments on the YouTube videos. Share it everywhere. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Because everything we do here is free. So the least you could do is repay us in nice comments and 5 stars. Please and thank you.
And also, to add to that, we can now stream from AfterBuzzTV.com live from your iPhones,
cell phone,
Androids, iPad, tablets too,
even
right
if you have an iPhone 4 with no S like I do, you can still watch it, because I did.
Yes, so now there's no excuse to never be watching AfterBuzz TV. Just go to AfterBuzzTV.com to do so. You're welcome. That was my Sadie.
That was good.
Smooth transition into Responsibly Irresponsible. Let's just talk about Ricky's whole funeral,
this
his sitting
favorite.
Shiva, and the Vigil that...
Vigil?
Vigil?
I think it's Vigil.
Oh.
Right?
Oops. My bad.
Vigil.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Candlelight Vigil?
Yeah, it was one of those.
This is my favorite episode of the three, because Sadie's my favorite character on the show. And just to watch her go off was so funny.
That was the best.
So, and it's kind of funny, too, because the show takes place in Los Angeles, correct?
Yes, Palos Verdes.
And so that it is like a Jewish funeral is just so accurate to Los Angeles area. You know what I mean?
It is.
Loved it.
Loved it. I had never heard of a sitting Shiva before, but I did some research and I now know what it is.
And you rip your clothes?
That's part of the tradition? That's a natural tradition. Like, you rip part of your clothes.
So do you have to wear like gross clothes?
No, not necessarily.
What if you...
And I think it's the family of the person who's deceased who does the ripping usually. I could be getting this wrong, because I'm not Jewish.
Neither am I.
So I'm learning about the culture as I go, so please don't hate me if I'm getting this wrong right now. So this is kind of where we realize that no one in the school really knows Ricky. Because no one knew he was into art.
Well, he's like full of secrets.
Yeah, he was full of secrets. No one knew he was into art. His family is full of big-chested women, which... He was breastfed until he was
8 years old.
I mean, no wonder the guy had some issues. You know, you kind of feel bad for him a little bit at this point, but...
But I thought the way they portrayed when somebody, like, died, how everybody, I mean, the obviously it's a big deal when somebody dies, but everybody was affected by it in a different way. And like, you see the people that are like mourning, and then Maddie was just YOLOing it out. It's like, YOLO, we can do whatever we want. Let's have sex right here, right now on the piano.
I want all these people watching who are holding up candles right now, who are smoking weed in the corner. I want them to watch.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if Maddie asks you to have sex, I think you just do.
Unless you're Jenna.
Yeah.
Then you don't.
Womp,
you know, womp. Womp, womp. Because we found out that, you know, she had thought that she was pregnant, but then it had happened that she wasn't actually pregnant.
No, she wasn't. And I loved in this, kind of random, but when Sadie's sitting in the yard at school and everybody's bringing her the stuffed animals, and she's like, I'm not in mourning. What the hell would I do with a penguin?
And then, of course, in true Jenna fashion, she tries to make it all about her.
Yep.
Where she goes to see Val, the guidance counselor,
and
skips the line of everyone out there who's possibly really mourning or just making up an excuse to mourn so they get out of class.
Which I'd say like 7 out of 10.
Yeah, we're probably actually just doing that because, I mean, we've all been in high school where there's a death and everyone is like, oh my gosh, he was like my best friend. His actual friends are like, who are you? You had like a class freshman year with
you were breastfed till you were 8 years old.
Yeah, so, you know, she goes in there trying to talk about how she has this thing that she's been hiding from Maddie about, you know, not telling him that she had a pregnancy scare and whatnot. And I was actually kind of happy that Val didn't let her sit in there and that Val kind of called her out for it. Because Val's
very unlike Val to do that.
Yeah, it is very unlike Val.
But I think Val likes to be needed. And so when all these students are needing her, she's so excited about it.
Yeah. She's definitely excited.
Because she's like, this is my friend, / we have a healthy guidance counselor student relationship.
And then at the vigil, or the
vigil.
Why do I keep saying that?
I'm Tiana, and I can read.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me, guys. It can work for you, too.
Oh my god. At the vigil, they're all standing in the circle. Let me just take this over for you for a second. Gather yourself. They're standing in a circle, and everybody's kind of just sharing their thoughts on Ricky. And all of a sudden, Sadie busts through and just basically says, like, she's glad Ricky's dead. She tried to hire somebody to put a spell on him to kill him. And it's just this. Everybody's still laughing because Tiana can't read in here. We're trying to get it together. But I just thought that was so funny.
The best part was when she goes, I feel guilty that I don't feel guilty.
I know. Well, because for a second there, you think she's going to redeem herself. And she's like, I feel guilty that I don't feel guilty. You're welcome.
And just walks away. Typical Sadie. Love her to death.
And then it kind of like inspires everybody else to realize how
much.
It's
like a Mean Girls moment.
Yeah, everybody hates Ricky.
Including our boy.
Clark.
I
know Clark comes in at the end and he's like, he has been leading me on since how old? Like since sixth grade or something. Poor kid.
That's a long time to be toyed with your emotions. Another great part was when Kyle was kind of introducing everything. Kyle's the stalker, creepy guy who's always around. He was saying, you know, here's Ricky's ashes in this bag. I'm going to pass it around. Feel free to snort a little bit.
What would that do? Let's just talk about that for a second. If you snort ashes. Marissa, can we Google that?
I will look that up.
Marissa's not going to do that.
Side effects of snorting dead bodies.
It's
got to be something fun.
Besides being haunted by their ghost, I don't see any other option.
Speaking of haunted by their ghost, sidetrack, but remember when the kids were trying to get in their locker and Val's like, how do you think ghost Ricky feels? He can't open this locker.
He can't touch
ghost
anything.
Arms.
He can't pick anything up anymore. Val's the best.
Oh, also a locker. Tamara at her locker when she thinks she killed Ricky. And you see that she's got this voodoo doll and then she's got this book with spells and one of the spells is to give him excessive pubes.
That was hilarious when I saw excessive pubes. Like, what?
That would be a horrible spell to put on somebody, though.
It would, but
clearly that didn't happen,
though,
because Ricky was getting around.
I mean, give him an STD or something. Like, don't give him.
Which we thought he had an STD at some point.
Yeah, at some point we did think that he.
Because we thought Sadie had the herp.
Yeah.
Or what did they call it? Something about lips.
I don't know,
but it was funny.
The name of it. It was really gross. I also want to talk about Jenna and Maddie in this episode because they were going through some things.
Yes.
Well, Jenna wasn't telling Maddie what she was going through, but her mom knew what she was going through, and they had a nice little convo about going to the...
Well, it's interesting to see her mom be a mom.
Yeah.
Because normally she's such, like, this bitchy friend.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were at the gyno, and we find out later she was reading it off of the wall, but when she was giving her that inspiring advice, I'm like, oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, it was really sweet. She was really nice to Jenna. Even in the previous episode when Jenna took the pregnancy test and they were waiting for the results, she was very supportive.
Yeah.
She's been there before. She was a teen mom, so she knows what she's kind of going through, that scared feeling and whatnot. But it was really kind of sweet to see that, especially since last season, you know, after Jenna found out that her mom wrote the letter, to see them kind of be able to support each other in that moment.
Like, work through that.
Yeah, and be excited. Her mom was like, oh my gosh, if you have a baby, you'll never leave.
Yay!
Yay! I don't think my mom would be excited.
My mom would be so excited.
No.
I get to be a grandma.
I'd be like, get out of here already.
But I think it's interesting, too, because Jenna doesn't want any of these traits that her mom has, but she has so many. I think that's typical with anybody where, like, you don't want some of your parents' traits, and usually the ones you don't want are the ones you have. And she didn't want, like, she in the past thought of her mom as, like, this floozy high schooler that slept around. Mm-hmm. But, like, oh, now this is happening to you. It could happen to anybody.
It could. And
I mean, that's why she makes a trip to the gyno.
Exactly. Where she goes to get the pill. And her mom has to explain to her what's going to happen on that table. And Jason, again, I know you don't have lady bits.
Sure don't.
Sure don't.
Because all they do if you're a boy is, like, hold and cough. Like, I don't have to spread anything. I don't have to sit up on that table.
Yeah, I mean, Jenna's face while her mom is explaining what was going to happen to her was classic because, I mean, everyone remembers their first pap, and it's scary.
I got nothing.
One day, Jason, you'll have a daughter, and you'll have to
I'll call Aunt Tiana.
I'm not showing up. So then Jenna and Maddie are at this parks the woods candlelight
vigil
for I said it right that time for Ricky. And at this point Jenna has already talked to Maddie about how, you know, you need to calm it down with all the sex things. I want to know that you want me for me and not for just the sex. So he goes out and gets a tattoo that says Jenna forever with the four.
Forever.
The number four.
And then wasn't it like EVA?
It was forever. And he got it placed technically upside down.
On his thigh.
On his thigh so that when he looked down,
he could see.
He could read it the right way up.
I feel like that's something I totally would do.
It is something you would totally do, Jason. But a high schooler going out and getting his high school girlfriend's name tattooed on his upper thigh, he might grow to regret that one day if they don't end up happily ever after.
Which I feel like they won't, just because Jenna can never make up her mind. But it's kind of weird because at the same time, this was kind of a grown-up gesture for Maddie.
It was.
Just showing that he can be in a committed relationship, even if it is getting a tattoo of your high school girlfriend.
It was grown-up Maddie, but it was also the YOLO Maddie.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he's just like,
it was a combination
you only live
of all
once, let's just go out and get a tattoo. Who cares what the repercussions are later? But then, in the grown-up perspective, it's like, oh, he does care. He got my name permanently.
Well, and I think we've seen him go from this, like, teenage boy that just wants sex, and now he's in this relationship, and he's wanting to take care of her, and so that's, like, his big grand gesture.
And, like, last season when he told her, you know, when she was still about to make it official with Jake, he confessed his love for her, and he was like, I won't screw up this time. Like, I want another shot with you. And that's when, I mean, Team Maddie.
All the way.
Just go Maddie.
Except for, I wish he'd grow his hair back out.
Yeah.
He got that haircut.
That could be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I agree. And so then, you know, after Jenna decides to, hey, you know what? I'm going to join the party and drink some beer and have some fun. She's at the keg with Jake. And she wasn't even drunk at that point, but she just kind of word vomited that, hey, I thought I was pregnant, but I'm not pregnant, so I'm going to have some fun now. And you just said that to not only your ex-boyfriend.
I literally think in her mind, she sabotages things on purpose so she can have drama. And she tries to be this, like, cool alternative chick who's, like, drama-free, but she creates the own drama.
Yeah, she created that drama. Not only is Jake your ex-boyfriend, and your current boyfriend's best friend and your best friend's boyfriend.
Well, and that's the difference. That's why I like Sadie more, because Sadie's a bitch and she owns it, and she'll stir up drama, but she'll say it. And Jenna, like, plays this, like, not, I mean, I still like Jenna, but she plays this nice girl, but, like, you're telling, there's, you know all this drama between mm-hmm. Jake and Maddie, but you're still telling Jake things that you don't tell Maddie.
The thing with Jenna is that she's still playing the victim,
yep.
and that was okay during season one when she actually was a victim. But now it's not okay anymore. Now it's like, you know how the game's played. You've been here long enough.
You're a mean girl, Jenna.
Yeah, like, step up, own it, girl. Like, you're one of the popular kids. You're dating one of the most popular guys in high school. You're a popular girl now. Start acting like it. That's my two cents to Jenna. But I love you, girl. I gave you a wink.
Well, and I feel like Maddie handled it really well.
Yeah.
I mean, because he was like, I think before he would have gone and, like, punched Jake. And now he's like, I'm just going to walk away.
And they get in a little bit of a fight because now Jenna wants to talk about it. But like Maddie said, I respected you, or I respect that you didn't want to talk to me about it. So yeah. Now respect me that I don't want to talk about it right now. Leave me alone. Let me walk away.
Well, and I think Jenna's almost like after the fact then realizes like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Think before you act, girl. That's all you got to do. I do that all the time.
All the time.
Jenna, really.
Just come hang out with us. We'll guide you through high school. It's okay. Relationships, everything. So I think that about wraps up episode 2.
Yeah. Sorry if we're a little all over the place since we're trying to fit 3 episodes into 1.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah. Now, episode 3, I feel like the second one, I agree with you, was probably my favorite out of the 3, but this one was just hilarious and a little bit all over the place, which I loved.
Uh-huh.
A little less conversation. We start off, let's talk about...
And there's, like, no action, because it starts off with Jenna and Maddie not having sex.
Well, that's because they're talking so much, or avoiding
talking. Yeah, they're avoiding talking.
So much that they can't have the sex.
And so, she at first is not wanting to have sex with him, so she doesn't get pregnant, and that was in the last episode. And now in this episode...
My shirt just got caught on the microphone.
I saw
Actually,
that.
It was my boob.
A little less conversation, a little more action. So she was not having sex because she wanted to not get pregnant. And now he's not having sex with her because he wants to have a conversation. Which, like, have the conversation after the sex.
I mean, or don't tell people we need to talk. Because everyone always assumes that when you say we need to talk, it's a bad thing.
It's scary.
It's scary. It's leading to a breakup or just something bad is coming. Just be like, hey, you know, let's hang out and, you know.
Catch up.
That's a good way to catch up.
Yeah.
Because then maybe
we need some alone time.
Yeah.
We need to talk. Because I'm on Team Jenna for this one. I would want to avoid that altogether, too.
Oh, yeah. And it's been a week since.
But again, with the self-sabotage, because instead of like. Like, if I was him and she was avoiding talking to me, then that would... Because she thinks he wants to break up with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, in her mind, doesn't she think, like, avoiding him is going to make him want to break up with her more? Because it's not like she's avoiding him in a way where she's playing hard to get. She's being, like, crazy girl avoiding him. Like, blatantly obvious.
Yeah, and, I mean, for him, too, he was being kind of distant where, you know, he wouldn't get close to her or anything like that. So, these are all signs of leading down a path of... Maybe he's not into me anymore.
He's just not that into you.
He thinks that I'm barren because I wasn't actually pregnant, so now he doesn't want to be with me. I don't know. Crazy girl thoughts go through our head.
That's never gone through my head.
You're not a crazy girl.
That's false.
So not only is that happening, but Valerie's also on a mission throughout the school to make it a nut-free zone.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say that...
Ricky
died because of peanut allergies. So funny.
We're going to have to... I can't wait for them to explain what happened, because online, if you guys aren't aware of this, webisodes are happening online right now where Val is actually trying to decide or to uncover who's responsible for Ricky's death. So,
well, and I originally thought that was what Tamara had done, is gave him, like, a granola bar or something.
Because
I had something, like, happened like that in college when... Side note about my personal life, but I hosted the news in college, and there was this girl doing the weather, and she had a peanut allergy and didn't tell anybody, and so somebody had opened a granola bar in the other room, and it's funny now because she's alive and well, but we're like, and now over to Christina with weather, and we look, and she's having a seizure on the floor.
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, we thought she was joking at first. We're like, Christina, come on. Get your shit together. And she's, like, spasming. And then we, like, go over and we're like, oh, my God, she's having, like, a... And then one of the professors is like, I think she's allergic to peanuts. So we find an EpiPen and she's still kicking it. Just talked to her the other day.
Well, yeah, and peanut allergies, which, I mean, Awkward is bringing up a relevant thing that's happening nowadays is a lot of kids have the peanut allergy. And it's something that a lot of people aren't aware of. Because, like, how you and me, when we were in school, peanut butter sandwiches were popular, and you could do that. Some schools have a ban. Like, you cannot send your kid to school with a peanut butter sandwich because there's That's one horrible. Kid out of 800 who
Ruin
has
it
a
for
peanut
everybody.
Allergy. I know. Put them in a bubble, and let's move on. I'm just joking.
If they would have done that to Ricky, he still would have been here.
Exactly. So sad, sad, Ricky. And then...
Wait, can we talk about... when they were doing the peanut free zone,
oh, God.
And Val goes up to Maddie and grabs his balls and goes, nut check.
And then she asked Jenna when the last time she had nuts in her mouth. Which is awkward because your guidance counselor should never say things like that to you. And then it's also awkward because they're not having sex right now. So it's just awkward for the couple and just on every
I love
plane.
That.
I also loved how, you know, we get to see a softer side of Sadie, who, you know, as it's been told that her family has lost all their money. We find out later in this episode when her and Maddie are talking that her mom's in rehab and her dad fled the country. So she's at home all alone with Consuela.
who's in the doghouse, but she's actually cleaning the doghouse.
Oh, my gosh. And she had this awesome line about, I think it was in episode 2, where... she's being consoled by someone, and Sadie said, the only thing that's depressed right now are my cuticles because I can't afford my weekly manicures, and Consuela doesn't know when to stop cutting.
Well, also funny when, with the peanut allergy, they were blaming it on Sadie because everybody saw her go off at the vigil, and that's how you say it. And so Sadie goes in with the PI, and I love when she just turns on her blackmail Sadie, and we find out she's a virgin.
Yeah.
And that's how they can prove that she never had sex with him, so she never killed him, which is weird, but that's how it worked. But she's like, they'll do a pap smear and find out I'm a virgin, and then you'll both be sued for making me have a pap smear when I was a virgin, and then you'll both be homeless.
She's just one of those girls. She's constantly ahead of the game, especially adults. But her being a virgin, I guess, makes sense because it's always the ones who talk the most that... haven't actually experienced anything.
But I feel like she's always about to have sex.
She hasn't.
Like, even with Maddie, back when he passed out, and then with Henry. Because they're, like, riding dirty, but they just never go through with the act.
Go through with the act, so. Poor Sadie.
We feel for you.
Hopefully she gets a boyfriend this season. That'll be in my predictions.
Okay.
So then we have this whole, because Jenna is trying to avoid talking to her boyfriend, we have this BFGF BFF double date.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, best friends forever. So it's
DD, double
date. So it's like two best
couples,
friends.
Yeah.
So the guys are best friends and the girls are best friends.
And then we get thrown in there, the random third couple of Ming and Henry.
So funny. I think Ming is a really underrated character on the show.
I wish she was a regular.
I think she's a regular, right?
Well, she's not in every episode, though.
Oh,
Sometimes she's... Like, she wasn't in the second episode.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes she's there, sometimes she's not. And I want more Ming because she's hilarious, especially with her beard, Henry. Because we saw the Asian mafia coming after her, and, you know, they're sitting on the park bench, and they were really far apart.
And Henry, like, I wish I could grab your boob on camera, but it's probably inappropriate. But Henry reaches over and grabs her boob because she's like, Henry, and he just cups her feel, and it's so funny and, like, so obvious he's a beard at that point.
Yeah. Because the Asian Mafia is after her because her and Fred Wu, right? That's
yeah,
his name.
Fred Wu dated the crazy
queen, whose
queen
name I
of
can't
the Asian
remember.
Mafia. I can't remember it either.
And so she changed his school district, even though he lives across the street from the school. He had to transfer schools, so Ming and Fred have been having a secret relationship, we find out.
Secret lovers.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
See how I support you when you sing?
You're right. I feel
you
like
try
a horrible person.
You should. So the three couples go out on their date, and they're all trying to fit in Jake's car, which is hilarious. They keep doing Chinese fire drills and then turning to the Asians and going, no offense.
Well, also, this is why Jenna self-sabotages her relationships, because the first person she sits next to is Jake.
In the front seat, like, they're on it. And he had his arm around the
passenger seat. Your best friend is there, who's dating him, and your boyfriend's there. Sit next to Ming or Henry.
Yeah, sit on Ming's lap instead of putting Henry there.
He's gay. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, and this is all right after the conversation with her mom as the two girls are getting ready for this date, saying how, oh, wow, you guys are really a lot cooler with this whole situation than me and my friends were when we dated each other's exes.
Then you find out Jenna's wearing the necklace that
that Jake,
bought her the whole time.
And then gives it to T. Like, that's not okay.
She's kind of really a mean girl this season.
Yeah, that was kind of a low blow. So all these fire drills keep going all over the place, and she ends up sitting with Maddie, right?
Yeah.
And then they try to go to this Thai restaurant. They didn't have reservations.
So they go back to Jake's house.
Back to the house, where after some more shuffling around and awkward moments with Jake and Jenna having connections about songs playing on the radio and whatnot, they decide to go play charades.
Charades is fun.
Charades is fun. Except when you're playing charades, maybe don't reenact your clue by talking about a date.
Inside jokes with your ex-boyfriend, jokes who is now dating your best friend.
Yeah, maybe not go about it that way.
It's very
way.
Incestuous group. Incestuous?
There you go.
We're really good at talking tonight.
Hooked on phonics, man. Hooked on phonics.
But then, while this is going on, Ming sneaks in...
Fred
Wu through the back door. And just so funny, because... I mean, we kind of all knew what was going on, but they didn't actually say that he was her beard till that point. Because I think Ming would be kind of dumb enough to date a gay guy and not know it.
I could see her dating a gay guy and not knowing it. Just I'm glad she's not.
Yeah.
I love how...
She's getting it on with Fred
Wu. Yeah, she's a little... I mean, she went from being like, I can't do anything, I can't even go out after school, to like sneaking having secret relations. Around. She went and stayed with her grandparents all summer so she could learn Mandarin to know what the mean girls are saying about her, which is actually a really smart idea because they don't know that she speaks it yet. So, except she kind of slipped.
Yeah.
But I mean, if that had been me, I would have just been like, oh, I was just repeating what you say. I don't even know what that means.
What?
What?
I don't speak Mandarin.
Play dumb. So during their game, at one point, Tamara pulls Jenna aside and is like, listen, I'm going to talk to you from my point of view and then from Maddie's. You need to get your stuff together. This you and Jake thing, it's inappropriate. It needs to stop. Quit.
And I think her being so confrontational makes her such a good friend because she's very forgiving toward Jenna, and I don't think I would be in that situation.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what are you doing? Get out of town. But she hugs and they make up and everything's
right
A-okay.
Away. And I know that you say that Jenna self-sabotages a lot, and I do think that she does. But this one I kind of feel was just more out of comfort.
Yeah.
And she didn't even realize it was happening, and that's what makes Tamara a great friend, is that she knows her friend doesn't even realize that she's
making everyone uncomfortable. Well, yeah, because I don't think anything Jenna does is intentional. I just don't think she thinks things through.
Yeah.
And then it kind of comes out as her being a bitch, which is not what... And then she feels bad.
Yeah. So then Jenna has to go outside to have this talk with Maddie as he's hanging up from talking with Sadie, which, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
They have like a weird... I feel like I'm going to put that in my predictions, but there's like a weird sexual chemistry going on with them, don't you think?
Yeah, there's
something... Or at least I think Sadie's in love with Maddie.
Well, she did confess in... last season, I think it was, where she's like, are you blind? Do you not realize that I've had a crush on you?
Was that season one, where they made out?
Forever.
Maybe it was season...
They made out, but then there was a point when she just told him, like, I have a crush on you, and you're too blind to see it because you're too hung up on
Jenna. Made out after that.
Jenna. Yeah, yeah,
that was, like, the whole scene.
And then he passed out.
But, because I feel like she still kind of likes him.
Yeah, she still definitely has a thing for Maddie, and... Yeah, so their friendship, I'm still questioning
the motives.
Yeah, I know that she's in a hard place.
But they kind of like seem like really good friends toward each other.
Yeah, and he's like the only person being nice to her at this point in her life. So they have the talk, and you know, it's all about how Maddie, you know, how he thinks that they can't be friends, just like how her and Jake are. They're best well, not best friends, but they have a very solid friendship, and Maddie wants to build that friendship with her, which is sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Well, and I think the two of them really do care about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you're growing up and you're in high school and you don't know how to handle situations like that yet. And so it's just, I think everything is just messier when you're going through puberty.
But Jenna does bring up a good point, too, where she says that I'm scared as soon as something goes wrong, you might leave because you were embarrassed of me. Like, he kept her literally in the closet
And that was like
a long time.
I feel like such a release for her because I don't think they ever really talked about it. And I don't, when he was saying I was never embarrassed of you, I don't believe that. We saw you the whole first season. You were embarrassed of her.
Yeah, you were something. You didn't want people to know for one reason or another, and
I mean, because she was like the dorky girl who tried to kill herself the first season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd probably be embarrassed too.
Yeah, so hopefully now that it's all out in the open, things will go back to smooth sailing for Jenna and Maddie.
I just want to say my favorite part of this episode is when Sadie and Maddie are talking on the phone, and Maddie goes, "You're not thinking of hurting yourself, are you?" And she goes, "No, dumbass, I still love myself."
Such a Sadie thing to say, and such a great way to wrap up that episode.
And a great way to ruin a moment.
Yeah. I love it.
I do
Sadie's
too.
Just awesome. All right, so that covers our recap. Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so I have one little bit of news here. Ashley Ricards, who plays Jenna, did an Entertainment Tonight interview where she talked about how in high school she was bullied and all that nonsense because she's such an awesome girl, so I don't know why people would bully her. But she was bullied to the point where she actually finished high school early. She graduated at 15, and she was talking about how she worked so hard to get out of high school just to find her way back into high school on this show. And being bullied for a little bit in season
one. But I think that's why the show is obviously funny and it's edgy, but I think the issues that they discuss are like current hot topic issues, and it's actually like, I think it's almost good to bring humor to a situation so serious because I think it's good for kids to see.
Yeah, it's almost reminiscent of like 90s comedies or sitcoms where, you know, it was all fun and games, and then every now and then they'd find a way to incorporate
a serious topic
without it getting all soap
like
opera
preachy.
And preachy, kind of how some of the dramas get on TV today. I'm not naming any of them, but because I watch them all too. But sometimes I'm like, really? Like, that was a little dramatic. But in Awkward, they make it in a funny way, but you're still learning about the issue. And they always have that little PSA at the end about, you know, they've been showing all those, you know, get tested commercials and stuff with all the stars from Awkward.
Well, I feel like MTV has to show Get Tested commercials because all their shows are about teen pregnancy.
Yeah, that's true too. They should have a Take the Pill commercial too.
MTV sponsored by birth control.
So that's our news and gossip for today. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, are you going to start?
I've got two.
Okay.
I think that Henry, and Clark, may have a little something.
I like that.
But it might be hard for Ming because Henry's her beard.
That's true.
But wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That would be.
Because I want to see Clark more because I think he's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
And then
Clark and Ming, we need more of both of these characters.
And then I think something's gonna happen with the new kid and Jenna, and while that happens, I think something's going to happen with Sadie and Maddie.
Okay.
I want Maddie to take Sadie's virginity.
Oh. I mean,
just to add some
drama.
Are
we breaking up Maddie and Jenna?
No, I think I want them to get back together. I love them together, but I just want them to maybe have a little fling.
Okay, so we're going to have him cheat on Jenna.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a high school drama show. They've got to...
Someone's got to cheat.
Somebody's got to sleep with somebody.
My prediction is that I also think that Colin will find a way to get in there between Jenna and Maddie. I think that he's very intellectual, so I think that's a turn-on for Jenna because he kind of... He knows her without knowing her already. In just that one episode, I can tell this. and I want Sadie to get a boyfriend. Or I just want her to get laid, like how Val says, oh, homegirl, no wonder she's always in a bad
Maybe
mood.
She finds out she's a lesbian or something.
Yeah, she just needs to get laid. That would be fun, too.
So fun.
Cheerleader lesbian. No, because that's stealing from Glee.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, can't have that. So Sadie can just be
cheerleader getting laid.
All right, so if you want to continue the conversation, be sure to follow us on Twitter and tweet us, comment on our YouTube page and on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TweetT22.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
And until next week, we'll say, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
You're welcome.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.